and get ready to roll. Let's do this. Let me in on this. So, we got some cool money news. See if old girl gonna let me in. Where is she? Let me in. Thank you. Give it a wave off. You know what I'm saying? Disney dropped their movie slate last week, and I've been milling over it, you know, trying to figure out if this is something that, you know what I'm saying, will be that money year for them. And I think so. Money. It's funny because, like, when you look through, it's like, you know, they're not dropping a lot, but they're dropping enough. You know what I'm saying? It's like Disney has this nice mix of, like, we're gonna drop just enough to keep y'all ready. For instance, I mean, of course, we all know they dropped the special look and everything and the featurette recently. The first up they got is Captain Marvel. And straight up, Captain Marvel is something that the first two trailers, I was like, it looks kind of cool, but I don't know about Brie Larson, because in the other movies I had seen her in, she didn't really do much for me. I kind of put her in the box with Felicity Jones or whatever. I wasn't really feeling either of them. But this trailer, her banter between Nick Fury and Captain Marvel, I'm into now. I really want to see where this goes. It was kind of funny. I like their dynamic, kind of how she teased them a little bit, and not many people tease Nick Fury like that, so I thought it was kind of cool. This is a joint that I guess we gonna see how well it connects, you know, how they build her story, how it ends out, you know, who knows what that end credit scene gonna be like. Like, this movie is, even for the peripheral stuff, this movie is highly important for a narrative inside of the MCU. Like, what is she gonna say? What is she gonna go through? What is she gonna see? What will she come in contact with? What will be the end credit scene? You know, like, there's tons of stuff that I'm just so psyched for, because who knows what kind of cosmic stuff we'll see, you know, or if she'll come in contact with, like, Ravagers or something. Who knows? There might be tons of little stuff that, you know, kind of links back and forth. And I'm super here for it. I really want to see how they weave her story, you know, in and out of the 90s, in and out of the cosmic realm, and also how it relates to, you know, maybe what'll happen in the future, of course, now with, you know, the snap and all that. So, I'm super here for that, and, you know, the joint is going to make tons of dough. After that, on March, they got Dumbo coming, which, in theory, I thought would have been kind of okay, but now after seeing the trailer, I'm just like, I guess I can wait. And maybe I'm wrong, you know, maybe let me know if you are, you know, kind of like really waiting for that Dumbo. But and it's strange because it's like, we know Dumbo's gonna make that money, you know what I'm saying? They got the kid market on lock, but I don't know, it's something about it that's not grabbing me. And I mean, just because it's a movie that's, you know, geared towards kids doesn't mean that adults can't be involved or interested, you know what I'm saying? Because there's, you know, I guess youth-led or children's movies or family movies that came out last year in 2018 that I was really into and digging and, you know, excited for. But something for Dumbo is just not reaching me yet. I don't know if it's like the kind of like the color grading look or the effects, or it's just, it's not that it's bad, it's just that it's not grabbing me yet. And maybe I need to see some more. You know, let me know what you think about that one, because, you know, I don't know. Maybe it's because the circus isn't a thing no more. You know, who knows? But it's just not grabbing me. And I was hoping that it would. I was hoping that, you know, something would kind of like come out and like really be a part of that trailer that really kind of like blew my mind. But nothing at all. And it's just, I don't know. It's strange that way where it doesn't really sit in a place where it's like negative, but it's just in that middle of the road meh kind of thing. You know what I'm saying? If you told me Dumbo was coming out and you showed me that trailer, I'd be like, oh, all right, you know, okay, cool, you know, no problem, whatever. But with that said, after that, we got the Disney Nature Penguins coming out, which I'm super hyped for. It's weird. I'm probably not going to see it in the theater, but I love that Disney Nature stuff. On the sneak, there's something about, like, you know, kind of like the Earth and Earth 2 and the, you know, the Ocean series and stuff like that, where you see animals like in their natural habitat, like, you know, kind of like, you know, just being animals and just chilling and crawling around and, you know, either like chasing each other, like, you know, doing whatever, you know what I'm saying? It's like, I actually find that kind of cool sometimes. Like when I was young, I used to love watching like Discovery Channel and stuff. So the Disney Nature Penguins. Now, I do think, you know, of course they picking penguins because they're always, you know, penguins are just cute. But I think it's probably going to end up being beautiful because that animal stuff is just, it's just fun to watch. It's kind of like relaxing, I guess, to watch. I don't know if I'd say this is going to be their moneymaker, but it's dope to help fill your catalog out, especially when you got that Nat Geo on your side. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, why not? Then next after that, of course, in April, how could I forget? Avengers Endgame. Man, bruh. It's, what can I say about Avengers Endgame that hasn't already been said about, I don't know, any amazing film that's coming? My anticipation is high, extremely high. I'm super excited for it. I really want this movie to win. And after Infinity War being as good as it was, and, you know, having an opportunity to kind of sit with it and kind of stew over it, mill over it, and think about what could and can happen, and then seeing the trailer come through and not disappointing whatsoever, that just makes me even happier. Because what excites me about Avengers, you know, Infinity War and Endgame and all these movies now, is that you're looking at a series of films where the level of competency to be able to make this work, the degree of difficulty is so high. Like, I don't think, you know, people are just like, oh, well, Avengers Infinity War, blah, blah, blah. And they don't think this is a movie that had to pay off 10 years of filmmaking. You know, the level of, you know, just pressure on something like Avengers Infinity War is incredible. And they delivered, you know, because they could have blew it. Like, straight up, they could have blew it. Like, it's definitely a movie where, you know, the wrong person dies, or the wrong fight, whatever. And it could have blown everything. And they just paid it off so well. That I can't even imagine what they're going to try to do in this movie. And you know what? I'm so excited about it. I don't care how they do it, what they do. I'm like, yo, just keep doing your thing. Keep operating at your level, because this movie is about to crush so hard. Yo, I can't wait. Now, next up we got Disney Aladdin. I'm not the super biggest fan on these live action, of course, translations. And they're not really all live action, and I guess I'll get into that in a second. But, you know, the live action, you know, updates or whatever, they seem cash grabby to me sometimes. But then you do have standouts like Cinderella. A lot of people like that. I thought it was okay, but a lot of people like that. I did enjoy Jungle Book a lot, just because for the technical achievement in it. But for the most part, I think these movies are kind of filler. And I know that sounds bad, because this is no diss to anyone who has worked on those films. They just seem like Disney ain't got nothing else to do. It's like, we own these properties, so let's just make them again. you know what I'm saying, kind of thing, instead of being like, yo, we're Disney, let's be at the forefront of the industry and let's do some hotness. And I mean, they do some hotness from time to time, but it's like, I feel like Disney has the power behind it now. They own enough stuff now where they can kind of start pushing, you know, technology, start pushing storytelling, start pushing. And I feel like they're kind of, you know, kind of relaxing on like, hey, look, we got properties and that's all we need. You know what I'm saying? That kind of thing. But as far as like the looks of everybody in the, you know, Aladdin photos from, I think, was it Empire? Was it Entertainment? What, Entertainment Weekly, something like that? Whatever it was on. I'm not mad at them. Like, you know, it's Disney, so they got the money. You know, the sets look great. The costuming looks great. I will lean towards a lot of the criticisms of the actors still being, you know, extremely light. But, you know, that's a whole nother kind of like discussion for a whole nother day. The Will Smith thing doesn't bother me at all, because just because you're a genie doesn't mean you have to be blue. You know what I'm saying? It's like, dude, this animated, this is live action. Like, the genie doesn't have to be blue. The genie doesn't have to be orange. The genie doesn't, you know, a genie is a magical creature that could be whatever it wants to be. You know what I'm saying? The genie could have came out and been a Pinocchio puppet if it wanted to be. You know what I'm saying? So the blue thing doesn't bother me at all. I really don't care about like the aura or the blue glow or hue or skin tone of the genie. As long as Will Smith comes in, kills it, and all of them, you know, like act at high levels, this should be dope. I'm not super hyped for it, but I'm also not super hyped for any of the live action translations. Even when, you know, like Jungle Book came out, I wasn't super up on it. I was just like, oh, okay, this looks kind of dope, you know, just for the like the technical level of it. But I wasn't falling all over it like I was crazy. So Aladdin is one where I'm still kind of on that, like, you know, like, look, this will be a good Netflix joint for you. You know, check this joint when it's at home, because I can't, I just don't know, man. It's Aladdin. We've seen it a million times. Like, I don't see what they're going to do here. You know, since they're essentially making remakes, what they're going to do here that's going to get me to drop, and see, I'm in LA, so this is going to get me to drop like $15 plus paying for parking to come see this movie. You know what I'm saying? So they're going to have to do something extremely special. But next up, we got a movie that I don't know if I'm so excited for, as far, instead of being like just intrigued, which is Toy Story 4. What in the world are you going to do after? Because the thing is, and I mean, everyone said this, what I'm saying is not new. Toy Story 3 was such a nice send off to the series. And now they're doing another one where I feel like, yo, like, why didn't y'all just create like another fable, another tale, another fantasy, another journey? Because now you have me in the place where I'm worrying, you know, are y'all gonna blow this? Because see, once you be like, yo, man, this is a perfect send-off, it's great, you know what I'm saying? Everybody, you know, happily ever after, everybody's happy, word, woohoo, everybody's nice. And then, you know, you're like, uh-oh, nope, never mind, we got a new one. And after seeing that little like teaser, which really isn't anything to talk about, it just didn't excite me. And I'm worried on this one. Like, I'm more intrigued than excited. Like, what are y'all gonna do? Like, what story thread are you gonna run? Like, how is this gonna be told? You know what I'm saying? How are you gonna do this? So that's probably what strikes me the most in this. Is just my, you know, my curiosity about how they're, or what they're going to do, or how they're going to do it. But after that, you know, on July 19th, we got your boy Simba. He coming out. That's right. Lion King is coming. And we all saw the trailer. And, you know, it was great. It was a great kind of like, you know, recreation of the I guess the birth ceremony, or not the really the birth ceremony, but I guess the, I don't know, the opening ceremony of the children. I don't know what they called it. Whatever. You know, it's got a name. And they came out and put the little thing on Simba's head and showed them to everybody. And I'm on fence with this one too. It's in that Jungle Book space for me where I think it looks dope, but just because I think it looks dope on a technical achievement aspect doesn't mean that I need to run out and see it, because it's essentially a remake and I know what's going to happen. You know what I'm saying? And you know, for new kids that have never seen the original, which I doubt, because even if you're a young kid, I'm sure you've seen like Disney classic, because you know your parents, they know about them. But I don't know. It sits in that weird space where I'm not super gassed for it, because I'm like, oh yeah, word, Simba, it looks awesome, but you know, I've seen this and I know what's going to happen. And since this is a remake, there's only so much you're going to change. Or unless they start flipping it on these live action remakes and being like, no, this is going to be completely like, we're going to keep like two main plot points and the rest are going to be like out of this world changes that you just never expected, which I doubt. But after that, we got a movie that might get me in the theater just because of what fans have told me, which is Artemis Fowl coming in August 9th. Weirdly, the trailer doesn't really say anything about the character at all. It's just a kid in a suit, like running around doing, I guess, magical stuff. And even like when I was trying to understand it, and I was talking to somebody over on the Double Toasted channel, I was, you know, because it looked from like my understanding and what people were saying, I was like, oh, so is like he like a young John Constantine or something? And then they were like, nah, you know, this kid has this amazing backstory. And they started telling me how, you know, he's more of a bad guy than a good guy, and that he like, you know, held somebody hostage and all kinds of cool stuff. And I'm like, dag, the story they told me about him is not the kind of person that I assumed that I would be getting from this trailer. But since I heard the type of person or the type of character Artemis Fowl is, now I'm really engaged with the lore and I want to know what this movie is going to do. Now, at the same time, it's Disney, so they might completely flip this person. But from what I've heard, I'm like, yo, this could be kind of dope. You know what I'm saying? This could be a nice little, you know, like a nice little addition to Disney's catalog with a character that's a kid that isn't like this squeaky clean hero. Someone who's, you know, dirt ball sometimes, and someone who's on the right side of history sometimes. You know what I'm saying? So, because from what I've heard, you know, like, he seems like someone who you kind of love to hate, but every now and then might do the right thing. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I'm definitely interested in a character like that. If they can portray him the way he seems to have been portrayed in graphic novels and comic books. Because from what I've been told over at Double Toasted, I'm definitely down with that. But with that said, with everything from like, you know, Dumbo and Avengers and Captain Marvel and all that, of course we gotta give it up to the most coldest of ladies. Frozen 2 is finally dropping. man, November 22nd got that Frozen 2. And this is something that I haven't even seen the first Frozen, but I know this thing is going to crush. Like, man, yo, Frozen is such a huge deal. Like, even still, because, I mean, Frozen came out like 8 years ago. All right, it's not that old, but still. Like, Frozen came out a while back. And Frozen has continued to maintain its popularity. And I don't see it waning anytime soon. I think this is going to be a huge win at the end of the year for Disney. Like, you know, there's a lot of stuff that I say in this list that I'm like, you know, I'm not really super checking for. But Frozen, even though I've never seen the first one, I know this one is going to be that best bet. Like, that's going to be the one that really takes it home and takes it to another level. At least from what I've heard and what I've seen in the culture surrounding Frozen. like, man, Frozen is like a movie that kids be loving, son. Like, yo, I was at this daycare one time. Yo, they was talking about Frozen like it was the current affairs or something. So like, yo, this joint is about to smash and make much dough. But last but not least, of course not least, is Star Wars Episode 9. You guys know I love Star Wars. You know I love Star Wars. You know how I feel about Star Wars. I can't wait for this one. After seeing the journey begin, we've seen you know, Force Awakens, we've seen Last Jedi, and now we got Episode 9. And we don't know what the titling is yet, but there's so many story decisions that were made in 8 that Episode 9 can be nothing but interesting. You know what I'm saying? If at all, it's got to be interesting, because there's so many story choices that they made where it's like, yo, you made this choice, now you got to stick with it. You know what I'm saying? You, like, there's so many cool things in Episode 8 that I'm just like, yo, what is about to happen up in this joint? So I'm like, I'm super ready for Star Wars. Like, you know, whether it's Finn, whether it's Rey, you know, Poe Dameron, whether it's them combining to, you know, be their own little crew, I'm just ready to see something that really kind of, like, flips everything on its head. You know, I'm definitely one of those people that want to push things forward. I want to try different things. I want to flip things around. I want to do something new, surprise me. And I think to a great effect, Last Jedi surprised me on many levels. So this one, I'm just expecting them to come through and smash it. I know what many in the fandom have said or how they feel. I don't feel that way. I dug Episode 8. I had a ball in the theater, and I'm ready for Episode 9. I want to see what they do, how they change it, what they do with the characters, where they go from here. You know what I'm saying? How their life looks, if there's a time jump, how far the time jump is. You know, all kinds of stuff. There's just so much mystery around it that I'm ready to see how they do this, how they end up where they start out and where they end up. You know what I'm saying? Because there's no guarantee that Poe Dameron, Rey, Finn, or either one of them collectively, you know, maybe like Finn and Poe or whatever, there's no guarantee that they'll stay friends. Maybe they don't end up as friends at the end of this. Like, there's so many things that you just don't know. And I love the way they subverted expectations on Episode 8. So now I'm just excited because, you know, who knows? It's all up for grabs. You know what I'm saying? I feel like everything's up for grabs in this movie. And I'm super hyped for it. But anyway, guys, I'm rolling up. I'm about to roll into this parking deck. So that is all I got. That's the new slate from Disney they dropped last week. I'm digging a good amount of it. Some of it I think is rental material, but, you know, they're doing their thing. I'm waiting for Disney to really start pushing on their, you know, it's definitely on their live action properties. But of course, holla at me. Let's get talking about this slate. And let me go in and pull right in right about. Alright, back it up. Going back it up. Alright. Good drive.